Next up, we have communications. Carla, could you call the first individual, please, for communications?
Item 622, request of D. White to address council regarding chronically dangerous levels of lead in our drinking water.
Good morning, Ms. White. How are you today?
Well, I was fine. The thugs made me leave.
Excuse me. I'm going to have to ask people to please be respectful of people who are testifying. They've signed up for this time. Let's not interrupt them. Thank you. Excuse me. Excuse me. Well, that shows me.
Hello. Hello, my name is Dee. Hello, my name is Dee White. I'm sorry and sad to report that Portland's drinking water continues to have the highest levels of all large cities of lead of all large cities in the U.S. It is well documented how the effects of lead poisoning on babies in utero, infants, and young children, even at low-level exposure, are profound and irreversible. And now, a new Lancet study estimates that more than 400,000 of adult deaths in the U.S. every year can be linked to chronic lead exposure. That's close to as many as smoking kills. There is no safe level of lead. While Flint, Michigan suffered acute lead exposure 4 years ago, Portlanders have endured chronic levels of lead in our water for over 25 years. The American Academy of Pediatrics has called for no more than one part per billion in drinking water. The FDA requires bottled water to be below 5 parts per billion. In contrast, Portland's semi-annual lead test last year showed the highest level of lead detected was 59. The year before that, it was 648. In the past 18 months, Portland has exceeded the EPA's 15 parts per billion limit twice. So has Tualatin, a Portland water customer who exceeded again last week. The Water Commissioner's opinion is that it's property owners' responsibility to prevent lead from leaching into drinking water by replacing our plumbing and fixtures in our schools and homes. He is wrong. While source water rarely contains lead, Bull Run's pure water is naturally corrosive, which means it corrodes pipes, solder, and fixtures. Federal law requires water utilities to treat corrosive water so that lead leaching is minimized at the tap inside our homes, offices, and schools. The law is about correcting treatment effectiveness and not about faulting customers' plumbing. This is your legal responsibility, not ours. This critical issue of not optimally treating the water and not maintaining the water distribution pipes is either intentionally being ignored or you simply don't know what you're doing. The Oregon Health Authority has been letting you guys off the hook for over 20 years. Why is this? What kind of hold do you guys have over the regulators? You are not complying with the law, and all we hear from Salem are crickets. We have a silent public health crisis going on here. This is a failure of leadership and gross negligence at all levels, but you all are the ones who are responsible, yet you continue to betray our trust by ignoring and downplaying this very real and dangerous public health threat.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish.
So, Mayor,